And Newfoundland, top up your kettle. On today's show, the origins, explanations, and definitions of all things brain wonk. Just what kind of stupid are you? And what's that nurse got to do with cultural policy in Canada? All this for you with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. A medical milestone has been reached, and by a Newfoundland researcher. Next week, we'll see the publication of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Stupidity. The editor is a townie, Dr. Gertrude Marchand, and we are pleased to welcome her to the Great Eastern.
Thank you.
Now, owing to your tireless efforts, the medical establishment has finally recognized stupidity as an illness.
A debilitating illness.
For sure. What was your motivation in beginning this 20-year investigation into stupidity?
I was working the emergency room and seeing lots of injuries that could only be put down to critical gaps in intellectual function. Hmm. Patients were exhibiting either momentary lapses or long patterns of wrongheadedness. You know, people sticking their hands into moving lawnmower blades or licking electrical sockets.
Yeah.
Then one night a guy was brought in after he had eaten an artificial fire log.
Why did he do that?
He did it, he said, Paul, for something to do.
You don't put it down to boredom, then?
No, Paul. Eating an artificial fire log is stupid.
Yeah, I guess.
I looked into the man's history, complete background, not just medical, and saw there was a pattern. He was well known to the police.
A criminality associated with?
These weren't major crimes. Numerous violations of noise bylaws, a raft of traffic offenses, and an alcohol-related incident where he exposed himself to a crowd at a hockey game.
The noise bylaw violation has always been a dead giveaway, Doctor. There's nothing new there. But alcohol-related and exposing oneself at a hockey game, I hope your work isn't going to stop people from having good, clean fun. Let's face it, sometimes having fun means getting a little stupid.
I'm not suggesting there is a causal relationship here, but that, well, in the case we're discussing, and many more, clinical stupidity and alcohol are a very dangerous cocktail.
Mm, yes. Distinguish clinical as opposed to, say, everyday stupidity.
Okay. We all do things. This morning, for instance, I picked my espresso machine off the stove with my bare hand. Burnt myself.
Ooh, yes. Nasty, I see. Yeah.
It was, I could say, a lapse in attention. But truthfully, it does fall under the category of stupidity.
And you a doctor.
We've not found any correlation between education or professional status and what we are defining as stupidity.
So there are stupid lawyers, carpenters, dentists?
Radio people.
Oh, tell me about it. But so much of this book is in medical jargon, scientific mumbo jumbo. You talk about the reason barrier, the awareness threshold.
Yes.
The Barnsworth Idiocy Index.
Mm-hmm.
How can we bring this to our listeners?
Well, I could show you.
How?
Take a 5-minute stroll in any town in this great nation and you'll see minimum 10 cases.
Okay. Hollis? Engineer Hollis Duffett, one of the brighter lights here at the BCN, I should say, Dr. Marchand. Hollis, can we just pick up and take this microphone out of the studio? Unscrew which one? Well, Dr. Marchand, a field trip?
Certainly.
Follow me. Ooh. Oh, you might want to take off your headset there, Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Marchand, just through here.
Yeah.
There's one thing that puzzles me.
Ah, Mo! Should have known it was you.
Ah, Barclay. This is Wing Commander Barclay Regular, hosts Bombs Away, Dr. Gertrude Marchand.
Hello.
What are you doing in the studio?
We were booked to record this interview.
On Tuesday?
It's Wednesday.
It is not.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Who the devil are you?
It's Dr. Gertrude Marchand, I just told you.
Oh, bloody sawbones. Is that a frog name? Listen, I'd arranged to have the studio on Tuesday.
But we booked it for Wednesday.
For the love of God, Ben! Oh, well, it doesn't matter. My guests haven't shown up.
Commander.
Christ, Ben, do you think I've got time to talk to you? I'm to conduct an interview at 1600. Crimey, look at the time. As you were.
Stunning example of belligero-idiophasy.
Belligero-idiophasy?
Very common among the English. He's absolutely convinced he's right. Nothing you say will persuade him otherwise.
That's true. Okay, this way, Dr. Marchand.
Hey, Matt.
Budge. This one I diagnosed a long time ago. Guys, you know, if you think about it, Doctor, the building is full of them.
It's not contagious, is it?
Not that we know of.
Mind your P's and Q's here. Now, this guy is BCN's VP of programming. He's got it in for me, I think.
I was just looking for you. Hello, Arthur Ross.
Dr. Gertrude Marchand.
Pleased to meet you. Now, Paul, with the conclusion of focus groups, the programming analysis and audience update yellow paper will soon be out. I think the committee and the consultants have done a remarkable job liaising with all the stakeholders.
Oh, brilliant.
Everybody wants closure here.
I sure do.
So I'll be setting up a new working group. There'll be continued consultation, of course, because we want the process to remain transparent. Think renewal.
Thunk.
Must run. I have another meeting. Nice meeting you, doctor.
You too.
Carry on.
Bye.
Just tremendous. Excellent work.
Hasta la vista.
So?
It's seen in the upper reaches of management all the time.
Why? Does something happen to them?
No, I think it's rather a matter of natural selection, the kind of person that makes it to management. Mm. I'll wager he doesn't really cause you much trouble.
Well, I guess not, sir. Although he holds a lot of meetings.
This is the action gap I speak of in my book. Like many managers, he advanced in the organization precisely because he does so little. While all appearances are that he's occupied. While seeming to be perfectly competent, he is in fact a complete idiot.
Well, they say he's moving on to television. Shall we?
Sure.
I thought perhaps that we'd go to the Cafe Cartagena for a coffee. We're bound to run into...
Ow!
Oh, Linger! Oh, sorry, all right?
Jeez, young fella, you almost killed us. What are you doing on the skateboard this time of year anyway?
Oh, that was a double ding-dong.
Not the move. Forget it.
Is this for television?
This young fellow, Dr. Marchand, an idiot, a boob, a cretin, perhaps an imbecile?
No, not necessarily. Come here, son.
Is this for television?
Get over here and let the doctor have a look at you.
Can you close your mouth?
Well, like,
Watch closely, Paul. I see this all the time. He can't breathe through his nose.
I can't do it, boy.
Must be, what, 13, are you?
Right. I think I'm about 14.
See, this boy isn't stupid, Paul.
No?
He has severe mental impairment owing to extremely swollen sacs. The fluid buildup has blocked many of his normal clear channels and tubes.
What?
Just run along, young fellow, okay? Is there any hope for that lad, doctor?
Oh, yes, very much so. Now, the coffee shop is...
This way.
Okay. Excuse me.
Not at all.
No, my mistake.
It's clumsy of me, just the same.
Oh, after you.
No, please, after you.
No. Okay, all right.
Follow me, doctor. We're walking here. Here's one for you, doc. Okay, the coffee shop is... right over here.
Okay.
Looks good. We should be able to get a place in here. Now, I recommend the Hungry Man Cappuccino. It's got an egg and bacon in it. And that's real bacon.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Here's the seat right here.
Hey, Paul.
In this kind of environment, Dr. Marshall.
Paul.
Oh, jeez. Hi, Russell. Yeah. Look, I'm doing something right here now.
All right. Doing an interview, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, I won't keep you. I wouldn't want to interrupt.
Thanks, Russell. I appreciate that.
You know, I got to say, boy, I haven't been listening to the show.
Don't worry about that, Russell.
I can't. I'm busy on Saturday mornings. So I'm taking up home pickling.
That's great. Yeah, pickling.
Like eggs, pickled eggs.
Yep.
And pickles. You know, like pickles, I guess you'd call them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, like little cucumbers. Like dill pickles, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking to my sister-in-law, and... Do you know Dick Bursey?
No, I don't.
Because he had an operation.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah, he's up to the general hospital, you know, if you wanted to visit. Mm. They thought it was a boil, eh? And he went in to have it lanced. But once they got into it, watch out.
Hey, look, Russell, I can't talk now.
No, I'd love to talk, but the parking meter, right? I got to run.
Right.
See
you. Bye. See you, Russell. Yeah.
Thank God for that. Now, doctor, what of self-diagnosis when it comes to stupidity? I know that most ailments can be detected using only a hand mirror and a funnel. How am I to know?
Yes, self-awareness is a problem with the disease, though there are a couple of simple, pardon the pun, tests.
Well, I'm all ears.
Look, the next time you're stepping out of the shower, can I see your thumbs?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. This'll work well with you, yeah. The next time you're stepping out of the shower, stick your thumbs
in the mirror and see if you can make them.
As the late William Gaddis said, stupidity, and I don't mean ignorance, is the central issue of our time. The interview, unfortunately, cut short there by,
Well, my batteries ran down. I didn't bring a backup set. How thoughtless of me. In any event, Dr. Marchand had to rush to an emergency situation in Toronto. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Stupidity, edited by Dr. Gertrude Marchand, published by Unster University Press, probably available across the country.
You've heard of the supernova. How about the boss nova? This week on University of the Air, Dr. Todd Fitzgerald's got his telescope fully extended for Astronomy 101. Blast off for an intergalactic tour you'll never forget. Professor Fitzgerald orbits a black hole, then hops some accelerating gas and rides the Big Dipper into deep space. It's a whole new approach to the Big Bang. Something wonderful is going to happen this Tuesday at 10, when the University of the Air becomes the universe. Only on BCN 520.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Yes, time once more for the super game show with the super prizes that can leap a building at a single bound, that is faster than a speeding bullet, that has many imitators but no equals. It's deceptively simple here. We play a sound for you that could only be from our island home. You have your guess at it, and the correct response garners you a gorgeous BCN t-shirt. Without further ado, Hollis Duffett, our sound jurist. Let's hear it. And a noise of quality it is. Let's see what you make of this puzzle. It's deep into the bag of accumulated suppositions. There appear to be hundreds of them. I drive my itchy fingers, and they latch on to this. An email from Montreal, Quebec. It's from Adam Locke, and Adam writes, "Sounds like the creaking ropes of a docked boat, though from here I couldn't tell you the size or make of the boat. Creaking something, though, for sure. Creak, creak, ropes, I think, of a boat. To tie it up, you see, so it doesn't float away. Creak, creak." Hollis, what do you say? No? Sorry, Adam Locke of, where did I say it? From Montreal? No, not a boat, and it's creaking ropes. Get your pencil ready. I'll give you our address right after you hear the noise one more time. Hollis, once more, dear sir. Should you know what that is, or even if you think you know what that is, send your notion to us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can email your entry to greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. What would noise be without music? Here's a hot combo from the old town, the Susan Gale Band with Free Your Head.
Me at the dig, and I had something to say, but I'm not. Love's a friend of mine, you say. It's not worth our time. I get so drunk from the love's sick line.
some BCN community announcements. The Newfoundland Information Office is revising Her Majesty's List of Governance Lists for the Newfoundland 3rd Edition. Proposed amendments include scrubbing from the list of lists references to the High Colonial Phrenologist, the Sheriff's Ale Agent, and an index including practices of witchcraft and Irish rituals on the shores south of St. John's. Persons petitioning against the proposed amendments are asked to post a request for the vizier's pleasure on the King's Own Post at the shouting place in front of Government House. Avalon Mothers for a Moment's Peace are meeting at 8 tonight in the gym at St. Matthew's Collegiate. Topics for the session include the ethical dilemma of family doping, the 6 recognized tactics for leaving the kids at your sister's, and the best local routes for a long drive to nowhere and back. Avalon Mothers for a Moment's Peace. For the love of God, will you all shut up? The Academy of the Pingwood Arts, 342 Gomer Drive, presents a master class with Gid Stockley, current orange sash of the Newfoundland Deep Fat Friars League. Gid will take qualified applicants, that's at least DFF level 6, through the preparation of the deep fried breakfast, using the full depth of the fryer to cook multiple dishes at once, how the pros handle those tricky kippers, egg sculpting in hot oil, and the surprising elegance of a properly fried porridge. That's at the Academy of Pingwood Arts, starting at 7 tomorrow morning. And with 50 years of Confederation comes a day of reckoning. The Newfoundland Department of Finance points out that April 1st will be your last opportunity to convert the Newfoundland dollar, or dog, to the Canadian dollar, or loon. The dog will not be honored by chartered banks beyond this date. Those are some announcements. The BCN, serving the community for over 60 years.
Political stories once again dominate our news. So, with a provincial election newly called, we feel it incumbent to reconvene our panel on political culture. In the studio with me are pundit pollster and, am I correct, liberal toady?
Yes, that's right.
J. Richard Kandow.
Our choices, our future, our time!
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
It's Tobin's campaign slogan, Paul.
Our own Ariel Flint, host of BCN show trial there.
And what does that slogan mean, J. Richard?
It's self-explanatory.
I don't understand it.
Well, it's not for people like you. Who did you vote for the last time?
I wrote in, you know, for a fictional anarcho-syndicalist candidate. I named a Prince Briscoe of Zorban. Well, I've lost faith in our system.
The problem, JR, is that the Liberal slogan has no subject or verb, and so no meaning.
Yeah, unlike the NDP slogan.
What's the NDP slogan?
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Oh, Carl. I must confess, yes. I forgot you existed there for a moment. Carl Johnson, Val Manis Professor of Political Economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's. Right. Calling in today from...
I'm in St. Anthony.
Ah.
I'm actually running for the New Democrats here.
Oh. Yeah, going up against Tobin himself.
No, Premier Tobin is the member for Bay of Islands.
Now, he was run out of that district, Carl. He's hightailed it up north with a semi-trailer full of pork.
What?
Jay Richard, you look somehow disaffected. I would have thought you'd be boiling over with enthusiasm. This stuff is your lifeblood.
Yeah, what's wrong, JR? Someone write dirty in your daytimer?
Stop tormenting me, Harrington!
You know something we don't, Ariel?
Deny it if you can, Jay Richard, that this election throws a monkey wrench into any number of schemes you had cooking.
Well, I do admit that this does make the date of the next federal election rather obvious.
Amateur.
It wasn't my call! I was advocating waiting until late 99, then inventing a civil emergency and suspending democracy, but Brian and the boys are a bunch of pussies.
You guys have lost me.
Look, what's going on, Paul, is that Chrétien, owing Tobin favors from old opposition days, tells his pal that he's calling a 2000 Fed election,
June.
Then stepping down in 2001.
September.
So if Tobin wants a shot at the Ottawa fatty, he needs to have a mandate that takes him to at least 2002.
Well, speaking of exposing oneself, Sheila Copps in Hustler magazine. Do we all wish to jump on the train of righteous indignation?
Yes, I'd like to. How dare Larry Flint demean this great Canadian, this great liberal, this extremely vocal... Hamiltonian.
Yeah, putting her there in between the Enema Nurse and the Memoirs of Mimi Horowitz.
Did you see that Miss Guttermouth thing?
Yeah.
That was really, really disgusting.
And the doctor bit?
Oh, filth.
Beneath contempt.
Oh, come off it. We got in bed with the Yanks. This is free trade. Hustler is an icon of the American media. If we didn't want this stuff to happen, we should have locked the door.
There's a point, Jay Richards.
And at least Larry Flynt's odious enterprise is transparent. What's Disney up to?
I don't know anything about Disney's plans.
Jack Valenti.
I don't know Jack Valenti.
Microsoft? Right. And isn't everybody forgetting something about free speech? It's free.
Look, there have to be limits. You just can't give anybody license to go around insulting the ruling elites of this country.
Oh, yeah? That double beef.
You're despicable. Isn't Sheila like your sister or something?
Hustler is degrading.
Ever read the Red Book?
Oh, Carl, right. What did you think of the Hustler spread? Poor choice of words on a feature. The item.
Well, I read Modern Philologist for my thrills, so.
Is that the Danish one?
Anyway, I side with Ariel.
Great.
On this one, because good taste is the first of the censor's disguises, Paul. He comes as holy man. As critic.
Sorry to cut you off there, Carl, but he comes today as technician Hollis Duffett, who has signaled to me that we are out of time. Thanks to Carl Johnson on the campaign trail and J. Richard Kando and Ariel Flynt here in the studio.
See you later. Is this bye, Larry Flynt fellow relationer?
Coast to coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
I'm taking this opportunity to announce that I am officially not seeking the candidacy for any political party in any riding in the province of Newfoundland. I will not coast on the threadbare coattails of the present premier, nor will I enter the fray from the opposition side. Indeed, though some form of socialism haunts my soul, I will not pay attention to the pleas for help from the lonely left-wing party. I've been awaiting calls all week from the Liberals, the Conservatives, the New Democrats, calls full of unctuousness, suasion, and when they didn't work, eventually, the coercion and threats of public outing. I will say no to them when they come, as I already have said no to the Parkists, the Original Charter, the Group of 52 Irredentists, the People's Front for Unpasteurized Cheese, tempting, the United Association of Rural Syndicates, the Free One-Hour Martinizing Cooperative, and the Church of Turpin Pendergast Life Affirmation. There has been a rush to the ballot by all manner of self-serving wannabe, one-dimensional pop-up character and toady. Everyone who has ever sought a government handout for their softball league, their theater company, or their fish farm is throwing themselves into the fray and riding the red tide of liberal popularity. The place is afloat with bandwagon jumpers and nunny fudgers. How unsightly, how transparent, how vain, how cynical, how obscene. But thankfully, I have not succumbed to the lure of local political sinecures, promises of fecund cabinet posts, offers of liquor store rental agencies, or all the whores I could entertain. I am not a cheap buy, because I am not for sale. In the absence, then, of serious consideration by the mainstream parties and with the evidence of their performance while in elected position, my disillusionment in the democratic process as practiced here in Newfoundland is complete. And in conclusion, I have one thing, and one thing only, to say to the electorate of this province. Vote Briscoe of Zorban! Eastern comes to you live each week at this time from our studios in the Old Town. Hollis Duffett is our engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is our director of radio. If you'd like to be in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is The Great Eastern, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can reach us on the internet, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Also, visit our website,
tons of photos and bios and audio, all at www.greateastern.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm Erling Biggs, your award-winning weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections. Whether it's butterscotch, peppermint, or bullseye, enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, an announcement. At 4 this afternoon, representatives of the Provincial Directorate of Nomenclature we'll hear a petition from Smallwood Heights residents to rename the streets of the subdivision on the grounds that all the development initiatives commemorated by current street names have failed. The hearing is open to all interested parties, and that's at the Valmanis Community Center on the Great Linerboard Concourse. Now in traffic, city engineers advise that the preliminary evaluation phase of the curb adjustment program will take place this weekend. Motorists are being asked to park at least 21 inches from the road's edge to allow unimpeded curb hang measurement by city protractor crews. Checking road conditions at this hour, beginning in the West End.